Connor Happer. Mike Schaefer.
You know what goes great with major sports moments and or Creighton meltdowns? Coors.
This is Happer and Schaefer.
Final half hour here of Happer and Schaefer. You're at 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. I want to thank everybody who sent us a tweet or a message or whatever over the last week since we have informed people of our departures. Dave Fight from Twitter had an especially nice one. I've said this over the last couple days. The compliments are the things that really mean a lot to me when people say them, whether it's about the show or about me as a radio personality or whatever. The stuff that hits home for me is when someone says that they felt like they knew you or they felt like they were missing some sort of, gonna be losing some sort of friend, or felt like they were a fly on the wall, and in some of our stupid conversations that we were having that anybody else is just having in their normal daily lives, whether it's like, at work or at home or with your friends hanging out or whatever it might be. That's what I wanted this show to be, and Schaefer definitely supported that mission.
Oh yeah,
no, that's for sure. So, man, it's that warms my heart for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've always had the general belief that the best radio or the best podcasts, when they're not necessarily seeking out to completely inform you, are barroom-type conversations where it just feels like you're all just belly up at the bar and you're having a chat. You never know what the conversation is going to be, but everybody's getting involved. Everybody has opinions on it, and it can go anywhere, and I think to Connor's credit, his versatility and what he can discuss. The fact that we just spent 20 minutes on one baseball game from 7 years ago.
Oh, I could go further if you want to.
And we don't need to. it speaks to that. But the thing is, I would always be so excited, whether it was a recruiting hour, whether it was the short-lived Happer and Schaefer show here the last 5 months, when there was like something I really wanted to discuss, because I knew that you would too, and it's unique, it's fun. I've appreciated it.
Yeah, same. It's been great working with you, Schaefer, and Rico, and everybody who makes this, fun for us, and gives us the ability to come in and just say whatever's on our minds, yeah. And no matter how kind of stupid or sometimes pointless it is, like you said, we can
think
talk
about how charged up we would be on Mondays this year to like the first like 25 minutes of a Monday after a Nebraska football game,
right,
was basically just talking through, as we discussed in the spillover, the jolts and the like what could have been, should have been. Like if it means that much to us, that there's other people that are enjoying those conversations, and they were able to jump in on the show with phone calls, with texts, with everything. I mean, it's a community. Radio shows don't exist unto themselves. No. And so we wouldn't be here without that kind of support.
Yeah, we're just the people who
are fortunate enough to be sitting in these chairs, really.
Yeah, and have to talk. But this is for everybody else. So we appreciate all of it. I've definitely seen all of it. I don't know if there's probably too much to kind of like address individually on Twitter or on the text line, but and the text line, gonna miss that, just seeing the instant reaction of like, excuse me, what did you just say?
I'm gonna miss being able to use it as a, I'm thinking about this, but I can't remember exactly what it is.
Great resource.
And someone on the text line will have the answer in a minute and a half. So
tops.
Or when I say something completely erroneous and then 17 people are right there within 30 seconds to tell you that you're a moron. It is kind of nice.
Oh, it's great.
It sounds weird to say that out loud.
It's a great gauge. You're never going to stop me from being a moron.
Yeah.
But it's a great gauge of how much of a moron people think I am at any given moment. So that's nice.
The text line keeping us in check is the best part of the text
line. For example, when there was no football games yesterday, and suddenly there ended up being three football games.
What? they were kind of big.
One of them was the Alamo Bowl.
There's no football games tonight.
I looked.
We both agreed. There's a day off today. There's no games happening. It's like, oh, wait. There are three.
You dunces.
So thank you. I don't know how to say thank you for, 20 straight minutes or whatever. But I also don't know that we have anything else to say. We've exhausted our thoughts, I think, at this. But, I mean, this is the only place that I've really ever worked in my career or really ever been. I guess I had jobs in high school or after.
Yeah, but this is like a job.
Yeah, this is a job. This is what my career was going to be. So this is the only place I've ever really been. So to say that the ticket feels like home to me or is just something, and it's probably not going to hit me until when I don't come back for a week or two. To say it's home is the understatement of the century, man. Like this is it. Like I said to DP yesterday, like I've had the keys as long as I can remember. I could just come in and pull up the microphone and turn it on if I wanted to. We started a podcast. Me and Mark started a podcast to do that exact thing, and to have some more fun with it. And then we ended that podcast mercifully.
And then you didn't. And then you did.
And you brought it back.
And then we brought it back. And then we killed it again.
But this isn't coming back.
So, no, this is not. So, that's, it's just crazy kind of thinking about that. You guys have watched me grow up. I was a kid.
Now you're almost 30.
I was what? I don't know, 23 or something like that. 22, 23. And...
always paying attention to the pop culture and what was going on.
Right. I had to
now you're becoming old.
I had to break it to Mark one day early, because this is right after the whole Nebraska basketball run when I kind of joined on, like immediately after. And I had to break it to Mark he was the first person I told. I was a Jaysker. And that did not sit well with people around me. We had to really ease that one in. And then I ended up leaning into it.
Yeah, now it's just your thing.
There was that game the next year where Creighton came here and won with a team that was not supposed to win. And Nebraska's come off the tournament. They were like ranked, mm-hmm. even though they had lost to Rhode Island, I think, before right. that. Tim Miles said afterwards, I think as he was like departing, as he was leaving Nebraska, or no, I think we actually talked about it with him on the podcast when he was here, and he was like, "Oh yeah, that game just killed us. That game just killed our spirit." Which there were those games in the Tim Miles era, that's for sure. He knew in 2018 and or early, I guess late 2017, that their loss to Kansas was going to hurt him. On Selection Sunday, mm-hmm. I think he knew that he had a good enough team to do it. But that night, I remember. I very rarely, vividly remember press conferences, but this was one of them. And most of the press conferences that I vividly remember, by the way, were Tim Miles press conferences, because that guy wore his emotions on his sleeve. He could not hide them all the time. So after that Kansas game, he was like crying. He was like, "We missed it. We missed the biggest opportunity that we had," and he knew it that night. And he was super emotional when they got the news finally that everybody expected that they missed the tournament, but then to have to go out on the road and play in that NIT game, they were not happy about that.
And they shouldn't have been.
And he was like, "Yeah, it feels
they
like
got a, absolutely hosed."
He said that night. He said, "Yeah, it feels like a slap in the face."
Yeah.
And it felt like a slap in the face. That was tough for them to deal with. And then, of course, they go on the road and don't play very well. Lose.
Mississippi State.
I don't know how I got off on that tangent, but these are some of things. I guess we're just...
It's tangent time.
We're just circling my brains. Like, here's the things that I remember.
What's happening in Happer's brain?
Yeah, what else do you remember?
It's just, do you remember, basically.
Do you want me to pepper you with a couple deck of card questions that I want answered before you leave?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Rico, you can jump in on these if you want.
Awesome.
If correctly trained, which animal would be the most unstoppable force as a football player?
Are you sure this isn't a text bag question?
Some of these bordered into that territory on one wonderful night in March of 2021.
If trained,
I already have mine locked and loaded.
What would be the best football player animal?
Yeah.
I mean, could you train let's say a wolf type of situation? Could you train a wolf to hold a football?
If properly trained.
Yeah. I mean, if a dog can,
if a dog can catch a football in its mouth, I'm sure a wolf can.
I guess you don't have to use the football. You can play defense.
Well, right. I would look for a gorilla to be in the middle of my defensive line.
A gorilla would be good. I'm worried about maybe a wolf would get called for excessive...
unnecessary roughness.
Yeah.
Possible.
That's why they're properly trained.
Would a gorilla get called for targeting a lot?
I think it could get ejected from some games, which I would love to see the official have to explain to the gorilla. He's got to go back to the locker
room. So that's part of the training. You would have to train these animals that they cannot eat their opponents after the whistle. But before that, by all means, you know. Biting legal?
No. The rules of football stay the same.
Do you have to put a helmet on the gorilla?
Yeah, the gorilla has to wear a helmet.
Okay, so then the gorilla protects. The other people in the game are protected from a certain extent.
Yeah.
The gorilla's not gonna like bite your head off, which is nice. That's a good pick, Rico.
I was leaning more towards a gorilla on offense as a tight end.
Okay.
Nice inline blocker, and also you throw the ball up. Gorilla's got pretty long arms.
I'm not 100% convinced of their dexterity and their fingers to catch.
I mean, they have thumbs.
Yeah, I mean.
They'll be okay.
All right. You spend a lot of time trying to train it to catch.
Or, you know, an elephant and kept with a trunk.
Okay. That one has a little bit more feasibility.
A little bit. I mean, you could put a rhino at defensive tackle if you really wanted to.
I feel like the elephant would struggle to get off the line.
It doesn't have to be fast.
Right.
How are you going
to bring
it down?
But I guess if you get them the ball right away, how are they going to get them to the ground?
Exactly.
I think an animal would be a mismatch. A lot of animals would be
a
mismatch.
Is there a size limit?
You could do a giraffe.
The question is most unstoppable force. I still think it'd be the gorilla.
Yeah.
A hippo. Easy catch. Just opens its mouth.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with a hippo.
Exactly.
Next.
Okay. Would you rather see the Yeti or a UFO? Either way, no one will believe you, but it happened.
Oh, Schaefer.
This segment once again brought to you by Trek CBD.
Yeah. These are good.
A UFO. It's more interesting to me.
Okay.
Yeti?
For me, it's a Yeti.
I think.
I don't care about aliens. They bore me.
There's a point where I want to add to this and ask, can I make friends?
No.
You just with see the Yeti or the UFO.
No, you're not making friends here.
No. You don't actually get to meet them or anything like that.
No, still the Yeti.
You just see them.
Okay.
Okay, this was the one that I thought would offend someone in the office, potentially.
Okay.
And this is for Connor only.
I'm excited for this.
Whose diet would you rather have for a week, Jake or Rico?
Rico's really amazing because I'm not sure how he's trained his body to not feel like absolute garbage.
I don't know. I was complaining the other day.
Maybe you just feel like garbage.
I don't.
We didn't have a refrigerator. I haven't had, we've just been eating out, way too much, and I just feel sluggish and like crap. And
I could do the Rico diet for a week.
You think so?
I mean, think about the things you're eliminating if you do the Jake diet.
Well, you're eating oatmeal every morning.
Which is horrible. You can't eat cheese at all. You can't have any toppings on anything.
Nope.
So nothing even remotely good could be enhanced at all.
He did have onion on his burger yesterday.
He did have an onion on his burger, which was, you know, I guess I appreciate that. But definitely no pickles or anything like that. No cheese, that's for sure. So, like, it's the thing that I want to do when I have a meal is maximize the meal, right? I want to make it as good as it could possibly be. And I feel like when Jake eats a hamburger with nothing on it, it's not maximizing the hamburger.
I mean, we're pretty much the same, except I'll throw cheese on my hamburger.
That helps. That's a big point for you, Rico.
That's a big point. Yes.
The Jake diet, I just feel like I'm missing. I could do it, I suppose. You know. He likes shrimp now.
Yeah. That was a proclamation.
That was a proclamation. I like shrimp.
I like shrimp. I'm a shrimp guy.
Oh man.
But yeah, I've probably done a week at a time where I like only drink Mountain Dew and you know that whole thing too.
I have one in the fridge right now. I'm gonna go drink it.
I'm not interested at the moment. Mountain Dew with the donut, breakfast of champions. I picked the Rico diet.
Yes. Yep. All right.
One or two more before we get to the handoff here.
If you were given $5 to spend at a gas station, what are you walking out with?
Ooh. Sunflower seeds and a Gatorade.
Okay.
Biggs, salt and pepper.
It's probably Cheez-Its and a Coke for me. Mm. Rico?
Mountain Dew and some type of barbecue chips.
Okay.
Not too bad.
These are all good combos.
Based on Westworld, if you were really a robot, would you want to know?
Ooh. Trek CBD.
These are incredible questions.
This is what we could have only dreamed to get on the text bag.
This is what Delta 8 plus Qdoba plus a movie like Friday brings to you in March of 2021.
Yes, I would want to know.
I don't think I would want to know.
I don't think I'd want to know either.
Ignorance is bliss.
I want to know everything. It did. I mean, Bernard did not enjoy it when he found out that he was a robot.
Well, what can you do?
So, yeah, maybe that's the right answer. We got enough time for one or two more still.
I'm trying to find some other good ones in here. You find out your Vegas golf twosome has been paired up with O.J. Simpson and Brent Musburger. Which one do you talk with more?
I feel like Brent Musburger's the more likely guy to give me he's the guy where you ask him something and then he'll just not stop talking.
It sounds like O.J.'s that guy too.
Because he has a lot of stories.
Yeah. I suspect that they're both that guy based on how they're described.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know that they're friends. They both just live in Vegas.
Do you think OJ like openly admits to people that he knows or his acquaintances that he did it?
I think that he spends his first conversation with every person he meets explaining how it wasn't him.
Huh.
And then they're like, okay, I get it. And then they move into other conversations.
I mean, he kind of treats it as like a bit now. It's very odd. It's a weird situation. All right, let's take a phone call. We can do that.
Yeah.
Rico, you're still on, by the way. John in Sioux Falls is on the line. Morning, John.
Hi. It's radio like this that makes you guys. That was like the greatest 4-month run of radio ever. This partnership. What are you guys doing?
This is what you. Oh, John Gaskins.
There you go.
I wondered.
It was only.
There you go.
I couldn't tell until you said, "What are you doing?" Which speaks a lot to John Gaskins. What's up, Gaskins?
Hi guys, how you doing? What the hell are you guys doing? Well, you're just getting going. You're just getting hot.
Well, this is
just sticking.
This is the whole thing, man. You stop while people at least pretend like they enjoy it, and you leave them wanting more, and you move on to the next thing.
That's right. Because Stan's at the party. Well, I mean, and you guys were doing a very uniquely Tapper and Schaefer bit right there. So I'm happy to call in and ruin it for you guys. and I'll ruin it with a little bit of sentiment because I know you guys got to keep going, but first of all, Schaefer, I remember, I think the first time I ran into him, I was drinking alone at O'Rourke's, which was pretty common when I lived in Lincoln. And usually after my Uncle Jeff had already gone home and passed out, and he's a favorite fan of the ticket. And I ran into Schaefer and Jeff Sheldon. They were having a couple drinks, and I just remember thinking, I don't know if this Schaefer guy has been on the radio much. I don't think he had been on the ticket. I'm like, we got to get that guy on the radio. So I'm glad it happened, and for a little bit, it happened every day. And it was a perfect pairing with Connor as well. And both you guys and Connor, especially, you know, before Schaefer was on with your own shows before that, just, you know, when you're listening to a Halfway Schaefer show, you guys have carved out your own ID. And it sounded like a driver's license thing. You know, when you're listening to you guys' show, and it was, you know, it kind of started with Connor, things like, we are doing a radio show today. It's just a little traditional tweet you would do every day, but you know, it was kind of the first of its kind. Like those of us before that were like, hey, look at all these guests we have on. Look at all these things we're going to do. You got just, we're doing a radio show today. Yeah. And are you going to bring that? Is that going to be intellectual property of the ticket, or do you get to bring that over to 1620?
I don't know. I think that's me.
Wherever you go next in the
thank
business.
Thank you, John.
Wherever you go next in the business.
Thank you, John. It's a secret. Come on.
Wherever you go next, I wish you well. By the way, I've ruined the show now. I really wasn't planning on doing that.
Yeah, you didn't ruin this show.
What's that?
That's fine. No, you didn't ruin anything.
Yeah. No, you're awesome, and now I've really got to go. But you played a big part in one of the best days of my life, one of the worst days of my life. The worst was Tom Stevens' heart attack when we thought he might die.
Yeah.
And we didn't know why he had gone home. We didn't know where he was. And at the last second, I needed a co-host. Literally the last second, Tapper stepped in, and we'd already known he was pretty good at this. But, to come in that sort of situation, didn't know he was going to do a show that day, knocked it out of the park. We did the best we could for 3 hours. Yeah. And Tom lived. And one of the best days of my life, my wedding, it was really bizarre, but we had the dance, the dollar dance with the groom and the bride, you know, at traditional weddings,
of
right?
Of course, yeah.
Well, there was two grooms at my wedding, obviously, and it was really weird to dance with all of my male friends. It just was, and it must have been weird for all of you guys, too. But for some reason, I remember Connor's dance the most, just because that's just a few seconds, but it's a very human moment where you truly see the true spirit in somebody. And for as sarcastic as you are, you have a heart of gold, and I'm going to miss you on the ticket, and I know everybody else will too.
That's awesome.
So that's it. Sorry I ruined your show.
Gaskins, I love you, man. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
John.
Thanks for
appreciate
calling.
It.
All right, good luck wherever it is you go next in your endeavors, Connor. I can't wait to hear where that is.
Yeah, you'll find out soon, I think. All right, thanks,
okay,
Gaskins.
I'm on pins and needles. Thank you.
Thanks, Gaskins. So close.
Almost.
So close.
Almost.
That's fine. That's exactly how I would have wanted it to happen anyway. Next up, we have Chris and Lincoln. Hey, Chris.
Schaefer and Gap Wedge, what's going on?
Hey, Baz, what's going on?
I had to call in. I forgot this was the last show. I was told I was going to be booked as a guest, and that didn't happen.
Yeah,
it's completely unsurprising, so I figured I'd just call in myself.
I told you last week that we were going to have you on this week, and then I don't know. Baz, we weren't doing anything else important. I just forgot. I'm going to come clean.
I wouldn't expect it to happen any other way, I can tell you that.
Schaefer, you want to come up with a golf shot?
No, I had a question in here that was specifically designed to make fun of Happer, and it was like, you're 300 yards out. Why are you using your pitching wedge?
I'll just blade it. I'm just going to blade it up there.
Yeah, I could do that. You could make do with
it. I bladed this pitching wedge 300 yards.
Well, then when you try to blade it, it'll be it'll be the perfect shot, and it'll go up. It'll go 100 yards, just exactly how you want it normally. That's how it goes. Baz, you are one of our weekly guests here on the show, and we appreciate you coming on each week. We are bad at heartfelt apologies, but this is the best I can offer. Thank you.
Well, I'm bad at the heartfelt stuff too. I just want to say I really did enjoy coming on with you guys. I love you guys, and Happer, we're sure going to miss you in Lincoln, and that's really all I had to say. I'm going to miss hanging out with you at Hoops games and you sending terribly graphic tweets about Thor Bjarnason. sending the media area into complete shambles midway through the second half of a Big Ten game in February.
I had repressed it. No, it's back.
That's not going anywhere. We're keeping that. We're keeping that around.
Make it stop.
Need to put it on a t-shirt. Get Triple B on that.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. And then go to a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
All right, Baz. Yeah. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll be,
love
talking,
you boys.
We'll be talking yeah. soon.
All right. Later, fellas. Love you.
All right. Chris Baznet, Lincoln Journal star. Also one of my good friends.
Friends like you and Brett are friends? Or a feud like...
Yeah, it's actually kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
publicly,
good...
Publicly, you know, contentious, privately friendly.
Yeah, I think so. We still have another segment to get in. I'm not sure how we're going to do that in 5 minutes. Also, we have a break. So I think we'll probably welcome in Tom and Bach.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that goes. And I don't know. I might cry. I might not. Okay. See if you can try, text something in and see, or call in and see if you can make me cry in the next 5 minutes here.
I don't know why you want to issue that challenge.
Try it. Just try it. See what happens. Right. We'll round things out next.
More of Happer and Schaefer is coming your way on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.